I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Right now, it's a beautiful day in downtown Salt Lake City, a nice 68 degrees. KSL's top story this hour.
Flood Watch, special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Experts say now is the time to gear up for more slides after seeing several mudslides already this spring. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage.
Mudslides may just have to be another thing we all look out for as all that water comes down the mountain this spring. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says it is indeed because of all that water.
You're saturating the soil to the point that it liquefies. It can't hold any more water. It can't absorb anymore. It is now fully super saturated.
Matt says yesterday's mudslide that forced two homes to evacuate in Morgan County differs from the one that destroyed a North Salt Lake home in 2014 because that one was caused primarily by rain. But both happened on steep slopes, which is a good reminder for anyone living by one on the benches to be prepared.
We need to just, unfortunately, kind of be on alert for the next couple of months.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
This year's heavy snowfall is giving a major boost to the Great Salt Lake. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell continues our team coverage.
According to Laura Vernon from the Utah's Department of Natural Resources, the heavy winter just gone is a huge benefit to the Great Salt Lake.
We're looking forward to all the water that is going to make it down to the lake, but unfortunately we need several more of these historic years to climb out of the hole that we're in.
Already there's been a significant rise.
We have already come up 3.5 feet since the historic low that we set in the fall of 2023, and runoff hasn't really begun in earnest.
This is a big deal because the last 2 years, the lake has only come up around 1 foot. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
In Riverdale, officials are extending some closures of the Weber River Trail because of flooding concerns. The longer closure now includes the North Trailhead parking lot and the tunnel under Parker Drive. A full map of the closures can be found at KSL News Radio's Facebook page. An Ogden homeowner is speaking about her struggles with groundwater flooding, saying this year's flooding is nothing new. Shauna Cheshire says that they rely on a sump pump to prevent flooding, but serious problems can crop up if the electricity goes up.
My husband did buy something, a backup pump, to that will run off of, like, I guess kind of like imagine like a car battery,
yeah.
But a battery pack that will run this backup pump if, say, our power goes out.
She tells Dave and Dujanovic they've been dealing with groundwater flooding for 20 years, ever since they built the home. Public outrage growing in Kansas City, Missouri after a black teenager was shot in the head while trying to pick up his younger brothers. The teen got the address mixed up, rang the doorbell of the house across the street when he was shot.
What level he had entered the house or what had happened, and those questions are really going to be important in determining the culpability of the homeowner, whether or not he should be responsible for an aggravated assault or potentially even an attempted murder.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis weighed in on the Dave and Dujanovic show. The homeowner who shot the teenager has not yet been charged. The mayor is promising a thorough investigation. KSL's top national stories. A U.S. diplomat visits an American journalist detained in Russia.
U.S. Ambassador to Moscow Lynn Tracy visiting Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich in prison for the first time, according to the U.S. Embassy. This is the first time U.S. diplomats have been able to see Gershkovich since his arrest on espionage charges on May 29th. The U.S. says he's being wrongfully detained. President Biden says bringing him home is a top priority. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland meeting with the Ukrainian prosecutor general today, talking about ongoing joint efforts to hold Russian officials for potential war crimes in Ukraine. Garland vows the U.S. government is prepared to work as long as it takes to see this case through.
We will do everything we can to help Ukraine achieve justice for its people, and we will work for as long as it takes to hold accountable under law those who bear responsibility for the Russian regime's brutal crimes.
The Department of Justice will send a U.S. prosecutor specializing in war crimes to The Hague to assist with the international investigation. Other national stories KSL is following. Lawmakers are demanding answers as to how the leak suspect of classified military and intelligence documents got security clearance in the first place.
This young airman was a computer network specialist, so he had to get on the network, but he did not have to go into the documents. That's not necessary to do his job. So I think they're going to look at how we can limit that, how a supervisor can be alerted if somebody does access a document they shouldn't have. And of course, a supervisor being alerted if somebody actually printed the documents that they should not even have access to.
That is former Deputy Assistant Defense Secretary for the Middle East, Mick Mulroy. First look traffic on KSL. Here's Ricky Meese.
Freeway traffic in the valley looking good for a quiet drive on your Monday noontime hour. But we do have a two-vehicle accident, possible minor injuries at 9th West and 1000 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 1205.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear David Dejanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
President Trump has gone after the district attorney.
He's painting this as a cast of characters.
Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Experience the passion and artistry of our world-class musicians when you bring your special someone to the symphony. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org or by calling 801-533-NOTE. Coming up at the symphony, Terry Fisher leads a program inspired by the striking Nordic landscape and the passions of its people, featuring a U.S. premiere of a new flute concerto performed by guest soloist Emmanuel Pahud, along with Sibelius' Finlandia and Symphony No. 5. April 21st and 22nd at Marisa Brovnell Hall. Then on April 28th and 29th, the symphony's own principal bassoon Laurie Wick and principal clarinet Tad Kalkara shine in a piece Strauss imagined as a dance between a bear and a princess. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story, experts are cautioning that more mudslides could be on their way. You can be sure we will follow these stories for you here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time 1208. Crews are busy this weekend demolishing the old 13th East Bridge over I-80 and sliding the new bridge into place. They are using an innovative method known as accelerated bridge construction, which UDOT helped pioneer. Now, crews hope to have the new bridge up and running by the Friday morning commute. A new feature on Google Maps could make exploring national parks a lot easier and safer.
The navigation app will soon drop a software update that lets users explore national parks without cell service. Visitors can easily tap download on any park's Google Map page to view it offline. If someone was trying to check out Zion National Park, the map would show clear pins with photos at major destinations like Angel's Landing, Observation Point, and the Visitor Center. The update will also show a complete map of popular trails, along with tips from other hikers. Some of these features are already available at Yosemite and Yellowstone National Parks. They'll become available at all 400-plus sites this month. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
KSL. KSL Sports, two Jazz players have been named finalists for end-of-season awards. Walker Kessler has been named a finalist for Rookie of the Year after averaging a little over 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks per game. All-star Lauri Markkanen has been named a finalist for Most Improved Player. Markkanen averaged better than 25 points a game this year when he only averaged 14 points last year with Cleveland. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky Meese, I have terrible spring fever.
Oh, I know. And I feel
so
like it's
outside.
Just a tease with those lilac bushes and things starting to just bud and come to green. But I'm just waiting for the next storm to come through.
Tomorrow.
But right now, it's a beautiful day for a drive. Sunshine, dry road conditions, freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. A couple of problems, though. We have the crash involving two vehicles. 10th North at 900 West, and for Davis County drivers, an accident westbound Antelope Drive at 20th West in Davis County, out of traffic on the right. Divorce stress, mediation means no expensive attorneys, no courtrooms, and difficult divorces can be completed in less than 1 month. Go to UtahDivorceMediation.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, not a bad first half of the day. We'll go 74 for a high, partly cloudy skies, and these clouds will really pick up into the afternoon. In the overnight, 44, that'll lead to more snow melt out of the mountains. 54 for tomorrow as a high, cold front moving in, will bring some rain, snow showers to the valley floor. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And perfect temperature in downtown Salt Lake City, blue skies, 70 degrees. Still to come on Utah's new news, we'll hear from a KSL meteorologist about the risk that some areas of the state have for mudslides. That's next. Stay with us on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey, guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
At Weedman, we believe your lawn should make you proud. It should make you happy every single day. A Weedman lawn is that perfect staycation spot for making memories with your family and friends. An outdoor oasis that allows you to instantly relax and unwind. For over 50 years, Weedman has made backyard dreams come true by using only the finest products, like our exclusive golf course quality fertilizers, to give your grass exactly what it needs right when it needs it. The result? A lush, healthy lawn ready for your next outdoor nap, family football game, or backyard barbecue. So don't settle for less when it comes to your yard. Rely on the local professionals at Weedman. We'll transform your lawn into that beautiful outdoor space you deserve. Visit Weedman.com today for your free, no-obligation quote. At Weedman, we care for your lawn.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And I'm Kellyanne Halverson.
And we're hosts of KSL's Fan Effect Podcast, and we're excited to share with you our knowledge
and arguments
on everything pop culture and fandom. Listen regularly on your favorite podcast platform.
And remember, that's Fan Effect with an E.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
KSL News Time 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
As water continues to flow down the mountains, homeowners on steep mountain slopes are going to have to be ready for potential mudslides. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, public outrage growing in Kansas City, Missouri after a black teenager was shot while trying to pick up his younger brothers. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
I'm looking at a little bit of busy traffic. This is eastbound on the 21st South Freeway between the West Belt and 9th West. Starts to ease after that as you approach the I-15 junction. Watch for an accident in the clearing stages at 9th West and 10th North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the warm before the storm, 74 today and partly cloudy skies. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 70 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The FBI is revealing what it says is evidence of expanded espionage and security activity by the Chinese government in the U.S. One case involves an illegal People's Republic of China police station near Chinatown in New York City.
The Chinese National Police appear to have been using the station to track a U.S. resident on U.S. soil.
U.S. Attorney Breon Peace. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republicans are ready to raise the debt ceiling as soon as Democrats agree to cut spending.
Without exaggeration, American debt is a ticking time bomb that will detonate unless we take serious, responsible action.
The White House accusing McCarthy of economic hostage-taking, saying a speech isn't a plan. The House Judiciary Committee holding a hearing this morning in New York City to discuss violent crime in Manhattan. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, the chair, accusing Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg of ignoring violent crimes in favor of higher-profile white-collar cases.
Rather than enforcing the law, the DA is using his office to do the bidding of left-wing campaign funders. He's taken a soft-on-crime approach to the real criminals.
New York Mayor Eric Adams disagrees.
We need to focus on how do we deal with the gun violence that is suffocating America and let the DA do his job, and that is the job that he's doing.
Attorney General Merrick Garland meeting with his Ukrainian counterpart today.
Prosecutors working with the Justice Department's War Crimes Accountability Team continue to work closely with our counterparts in the Prosecutor General's office to investigate specific crimes committed by Russian forces, including unlawful attacks directed at civilians.
They talked about what their countries can do together to hold Russia accountable for war crimes. Just before the hour, the Dow was down 68 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. As we progress further into spring runoff, we're starting to see more mud and rock slides off the mountain. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says that's because of the record amount of snow.
When you saturate the soil, it's reached 100% of capacity. It can only take so much water. And once you reach 100%, you're saturated. Now, when you super saturate the soil, that's when you start to liquefy, right, the dirt and essentially Earth's crust. So that top layer, you really get wet, and then, you know, gravity plays into that, and you're on a slope, and that essentially super saturated soil will start to slide, and gravity starts to take it down, and anything in its path, you know, can get damaged or compromised. Even small shifts can compromise the foundation, you know, of a home.
The mudslide that forced two homes to evacuate in Morgan County is different, but similar to the one that destroyed a North Salt Lake home in 2014. Since both happened on steep slopes, Matt says it's a good reminder for people living next to mountain slopes to be prepared.
Just any hilly terrain, or if you know that you've got more snow to go that's melting higher up above your home, that's another thing to think about. But basically any bench area, anywhere with a slope, it's something you might need to start thinking about, because we're kind of in an unprecedented year with unprecedented conditions. The snowpack's greater than 1983, so it's definitely something we need to just, unfortunately, kind of be on alert for the next couple of months.
Now, we will keep you updated with the areas that are at most risk for mudslides, any slides that do happen this season, right here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 1219, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's going on, Ricky?
We've had some unusual slowing. Not sure what was going on, and speeds do seem to be picking up a bit, but this is eastbound on the 21st South Freeway between I-215's West Belt, almost to the I-15 junction. But that is the only spot of slowing on any of the Valley freeways. We have the final cleanup of a crash at 9th West and 10th North. One also in the clearing stages westbound Antelope Drive at 20th West in Davis County. Cypress Credit Union's got you covered. Open a new Visa Platinum card and pay 0% for the first 6 months on all purchases and balance transfers. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. How about 74 today? Partly cloudy skies, breezy out of the south. We will see more snow melt. 54 tomorrow with rain, snow, showers expected midday and afternoon. Windy. 50 on Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, goes to 51. On Thursday, partly cloudy, dry skies continue into Friday with a high of 54. Working into this next weekend coming up, how about mostly cloudy on Saturday, 60. Showers by Sunday, 66. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, sunny, 70 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Quick check of the markets. I'm seeing a lot of red, but not down by a lot. Both the Dow and the NASDAQ down by more than 40 points. Complete update of your money news coming up next.
A romantic evening. Well, she's the one for you. She always has been. Reservations, someplace nice, intimate conversation, laughter, a little flirting, anticipation, and then the pressure, the anxiety of what's to come. Problems with intimacy are more common than you think. And who wants to schedule romance around those dreaded pills that often just lead to a headache? Plan a visit to Wasatch Medical Clinic. They're helping couples restore intimacy with the most proven form of wave technology. It's backed by 50 clinical studies, including the Cambridge University. You can now regain your love life without the headaches of, well, you get the idea. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam and ultrasound be free, they'll also include free testosterone. That's a $650 value, and it's free for those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify and take the planning out of your relationship. 801-901-8000. One of the best ways to find out about 3-Day Kitchen and Bath is actually to hear the results for yourself. On the phone with us is Wendy in Darwin. Wendy, you got a brand new bathroom.
I do, and it's beautiful.
Are you loving it?
I am absolutely loving it.
Okay, tell me about your bathroom.
It went from a dark room that felt like an absolute cave when I walked into it to a bright, airy, opened the space up. I mean, I don't what else. It's just absolutely wonderful.
She's almost speechless. So, Darwin, tell me about all the man stuff. How did it work? The quality, the convenience. How did they do?
Excellent. We contacted 3-Day Bath, and they got back to us the next day. The communication was excellent. They were on time in all their promises, and it's beautiful. It's a great bathroom.
Would you do it again?
Oh, absolutely.
For more about your new kitchen or bath, visit 3daykitchenutah.com.
3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Last year, other dealers were charging up to $10,000 over MSRP, but those cars haven't held their value. I'm Josh Osborne with Volkswagen Southtown. If you owe more on your car than it's worth, exchange it.
Is your car payment too much? Exchange it. Is your interest rate too high? Exchange it. Want a better price? You guessed it. Exchange your vehicle at Volkswagen Southtown today. We've got rates as low as 2.99 APR, low leases, and thousands off MSRP. Come and see us or visit us at VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI on approved credit.
The Salt Lake Chamber is Utah's voice for business. Okay, that sounds great, but what does it really mean? Well, as Utah's largest and longest-standing business association, they support and champion community prosperity throughout the state. And if you're in business, well, that's a very good thing for you. Be sure to listen to the Chamber's Speaking on Business, weekdays at 7:20, 11:55, and 5:20 p.m. on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 1224, Broadway's longest-running show has taken its final bow. The Phantom of the Opera is bidding farewell to the Great White Way. It did so yesterday. The last curtain call brought out the original Broadway company, Sarah Brightman, the original Christine, and Andrew Lloyd Webber himself.
It couldn't have gone out with a better performance. I thought it was one of the greatest performances.
This show has been running for 35 years. The final performance was 13,981. Watching Utah's Money. Nonprofits across the country are scrambling to find volunteers. A recent Census Bureau survey shows formal volunteer participation dropped 7% between 2019 and 2021. Now, experts are blaming the end of pandemic-related aid programs and inflation. Utah saw an almost 9% drop, but still has the highest rate of volunteering in the country. Credit rating agencies are removing medical debt less than $500 from credit reports. Almost 70% of the total medical debt in collections is getting wiped. Experts say this could drive a large-scale boost of credit scores across the country. Some silver lining deals on tax day tomorrow. The Cheesecake Factory is offering $10.40 off $50 takeout orders. At Krispy Kreme, you can get a dozen donuts for just the price of the sales tax. And your money at this moment, the Dow down by 47 points. It sits at 33,839. S&P 500 down by 10, and the NASDAQ down by 39 points. Some promising news for those recovering from melanoma. A trial has found a vaccine for melanoma reduces the risk of relapse. The trial used a vaccine that teaches the body to target cancer cells along with a standard melanoma drug. Only 22% of those who got the vaccine had a recurrence. Experts say this is the first time a cancer vaccine has been shown to have this much positive impact. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
Our spring runoff has started. Some neighborhoods in northern Utah are flooding. Sinkholes are showing up, and this is just the beginning. And communities are coming together.
Neighbors and other nearby residents race to line the road with sandbags.
Get breaking updates on your drive home with Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News at 3. Flood Watch on KSL News Radio.
You may hear the word estate and think of mansions and sprawling grounds, but you don't have to be rich to have an estate. If you own a home these days, there's something important that you should know. You probably meet Utah's threshold for probate. Yes, probate. And probate? Well, it's a lawsuit. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and the reality is that estate planning isn't just for the ultra-wealthy. It's for you. Sure, you might have a will, and that's an excellent first step. But even with a will, probate is required in Utah if you leave behind more than $100,000 in assets or real estate. That means a will can express your wishes, but your family can still wind up in probate court. Protect your loved ones from probate with a trust. Call Trajan Wealth today. With two convenient locations in Draper and Farmington, call us today at 801-899-7600 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Legal services are offered through Trajan Estate, LLC. Financial advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The movie show is at Minky Couture in Layton this Friday from 9 to noon. Check out all the new spring styles in time for Mother's Day. Visit MinkyCouture.com.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening on the roads, Ricky?
Well, the delays have cleared eastbound on the 201 between the West Belt and I-15. But we have a new closure. Little Cottonwood Canyon is now closed for avalanche mitigation. No estimated time as to when they're going to reopen it. We'll keep you posted. Also, a vehicle fire. This is northbound, I-215's West Belt, 2100 North. Looks like everybody is out of traffic on the right. Advanced Window Products, affordable windows from their factory to your front door in 8 weeks, guaranteed. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Light breezy winds out of the south keep temperatures in the mid-70s today. Partly cloudy skies and clouds thicken into the afternoon. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, how about a high of 54? A chance for some rain, snow, showers as a cold front moves through. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
A very pleasant 70 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230, KSL's top story this hour.
Flood Watch, special coverage on KSL News Radio.
A metal plate is partly to blame for all the flooding down Immigration Creek in Mill Creek, but once that plate was removed from a culvert, things started flowing again.
We're pretty confident that the metal plate obstruction was really the culprit here.
Public Utilities Director Laura Briefer says that we're actually seeing more water coming down Immigration Canyon today, but without any obstructions. Great Salt Lake is getting a nice leg up thanks to the spring runoff. Officials with the Utah Department of Natural Resources say there's plenty of room in the Great Salt Lake for whatever water we send it, but a gradual melt is still important to maximize the potential runoff. Great Salt Lake has already risen 3 feet this year. Over the past few years, the lake only went up by about a foot. Several areas along the Wasatch Front are susceptible to mudslides, particularly bench areas.
Lake Bonneville covered majority, all of the Wasatch Front back, you know, thousands of years ago. And so you go ahead and build on that. The land is just going to be more available to slide.
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says mudslides like the one in Mountain Green yesterday are caused primarily by oversaturation of the soil. When it comes to protecting your home, Matt says consider building barriers and just be mindful of the slope that you build on to begin with. KSL Politics. Utah's Republican Party is voting on a resolution today to support candidates who get on the ballot via the caucus convention system. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
A party resolution will be voted on Saturday at the state convention that could lead to stripping further support from candidates who don't go the caucus convention route. The
party gets nonprofit mailing status, which has been a big one for a lot of people in the past, that we use that to send candidate mailers. The party has a lot of access to data through ourselves and through the RNC.
Chair Carson Jorgensen said he's frustrated because party support is already withheld if a candidate doesn't get enough delegate support.
Just gets old fighting about the same thing over and over again. Not that it's not the right thing. It's just it kind of starts to wear you out.
If approved, the resolution itself doesn't mean much, but Jorgensen says it's not yet clear if the Central Committee will then vote on further punishments. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Well, you have about 24 hours left to file your 2020 taxes. How about 2022 taxes?
Many filers use do-it-yourself software such as TurboTax or give money to tax preparers like H&R Block. The IRS is working to develop a free filing system for everyone, but those tax prep companies aren't too happy about it. They say they could lose millions of dollars if the IRS succeeds, as more than 60 million taxpayers used either a tax app or tax preparer last year. The IRS was given $15 million last summer to figure out if they could implement a free tax filing system. Those results are due next month, and if it works, there could be a free filing option in future years. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
But for this year, the deadline, midnight tomorrow. We'll speak with a tax expert with tips for those last-minute filers at 12:45 during the KSL In-Depth. Layoffs are underway at one of the nation's largest bridal retailers.
Pennsylvania-based David's Bridal operates three locations in the Beehive State and nearly 300 stores in the U.S., Canada, and Great Britain, and employs more than 11,000 people, according to the Associated Press. This morning, the company announced they're laying off around 9,200 of those people just as the spring bridal season is set to begin. Calls to the Utah David's Bridal locations are being automatically referred to an international hotline number. The company claims that right now their stores remain open and that they're filling their orders without delay. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. The 127th Boston Marathon kicked off in Massachusetts today with Red Sox legend David Ortiz serving as the marathon's grand marshal. 10 years ago, he gave a rousing speech at a home game in Fenway Park days after the bombing, telling the city to stay strong.
And to all those families out there that was affected by this disaster 10 years ago, man, we always want to spread the message and let them know that we got their back.
More than 30,000 athletes are representing 122 countries, and all 50 U.S. states are turning out today, running 26.2 miles from suburban Boston into the heart of the city. The judge overseeing the Dominion Fox case says he expects the trial to proceed tomorrow.
Judge Eric Davis came onto the bench only briefly to say he made the decision to delay the start of the trial to Tuesday. He gave no reason, saying only in a six-week trial this kind of delay is not unusual. There are signs, though, Fox News and Dominion may be trying to resolve the case. The Wall Street Journal, which is owned by Fox boss Rupert Murdoch, reported Fox News has made a late push to settle. Dominion seeking $1.6 billion. Fox News has called the amount deeply flawed. If there's no settlement, jury selection will finish Tuesday before opening statements. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Wilmington, Delaware.
First look traffic. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
We have a vehicle fire. No flames, no smoke. It's out of traffic on the right shoulder northbound. I-215's West Belt at 2100 North. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
The important thing is stay curious and suspend judgment.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home. On KSL News Radio.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
The Transportation Security Administration is hiring officers at Salt Lake City International Airport, starting at $22.05 per hour. Get a jump start on your new job at one of four TSA recruiting events during the month of April. TSA offers full federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a potential pay raise after 6 months. Get details at jobs.tsa.gov/events. That's jobs.tsa.gov/events. U.S. citizenship required.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top story, the Great Salt Lake getting a nice leg up thanks to all the spring runoff. KSL News Time, 1238. Springtime brings flowers, bees, and, yes, I'm sniffling, seasonal allergies. Details from KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
More than 50 million Americans suffer from seasonal allergies, according to the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. The biggest spring allergy trigger is pollen. Pollen comes from trees, grass, weeds, and flowers. Allergies happen when the body sees a trigger, like pollen, as a danger and releases antibodies to attack them. This releases histamines, chemicals, into the bloodstream that trigger symptoms like runny nose, itchy eyes, and sneezing.
And it's not just the plants in your neighborhood that might affect you. Pollen can travel for miles. An Oregon man was pulled over by police for letting $100 bills fly out of his car's window on the interstate. What?
Police were receiving numerous calls saying there was money floating on the very busy Interstate 5 in Eugene, Oregon, with multiple cars stopped along the road and people leaving their vehicles to pick up the cash. As it turned out, police found 38-year-old Colin Davis McCarthy, who told officers he was doing well and wanted to help others by gifting the money to strangers. But since it was a hazard, he was asked to stop, which he did. McCarthy estimated that he tossed out his window about $200,000 in $100 bills.
And that is John Trout reporting. There is growing controversy in Sacramento after a hip-hop star claims racial bias led him to be kicked out of an NBA playoff game.
The rapper who goes by E-40 is a well-known supporter of the Warriors. As the Golden State Warriors took on the Sacramento Kings over the weekend, E-40 claims he was heckled and addressed a heckler in what he called, in a statement, an assertive but polite manner, and the then security guards ordered he leave. E-40 claims security saw a disagreement between a black man and a white woman and assumed he was at fault. The Kings say they are investigating his ejection, but witnesses say E-40 was standing, blocking the view of others, and was warned and then did not comply with security. Alex Stone, EBC News.
KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
So far, so good on I-15. That's both directions as you travel between Ogden and Provo. Now, we do have a vehicle fire. Fire crews, there's no emergency crews left, but the vehicle is out of traffic now. Northbound I-215's west belt at 2100 North. And then we still have the clearing of an accident at 9th West and 10th North, but that, again, is in the final cleanup stages. Overall, kind of a quiet drive on the Valley Freeways and main secondaries. The American Heart Association believes all mothers deserve quality care. They thank the governor's office for helping pass legislation examining postpartum Medicaid coverage. Visit YoureTheCure.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Not a bad day. We'll go 74 today with clouds picking up into the afternoon. Breezy out of the south. 44 overnight, goes to 54 tomorrow. Cold front sometime tomorrow afternoon. That'll bring some rain, snow, showers, and windy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And a very nice 70 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, we'll talk to a tax expert, get advice for any last-minute filers. That's on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-330-1991. That's 1-800-330-1991. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-330-1991. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Want to annihilate payroll problems? Wipe them out with Paycom. Paycom torches timesheet errors like a flamethrower. Whoa! Obliterates overtime blunders like a wrecking ball. Holy mackerel! And PTO problems? Paycom leaves them pulverized. Wow! Because with Paycom, employees do their own payroll right in the Paycom app. They find and fix errors before payroll submission, so HR can tackle important stuff, like performance incentives and retaining top producers so your people can crush their goals. And with Paycom, employees enter and manage their own HR info, like onboarding, tax setup, and benefits enrollment. It's all in one powerful software with ironclad security.
Stop doing that!
Sick of HR and payroll headaches? Don't just eliminate them. Demolish them! At Paycom.com.
Hey guys, Alex and Scott for Alpine Home Medical. It is spring. It is time for us to start thinking about getting out and going out into the outdoors and enjoying our lives a little bit more. And Alpine Home Medical is there to help you on that journey. And even if it's tough for you, look, if you need to get some things for your personal health to be dialed in, this is the time to do it. And Alpine Home Medical are the ones to call to get it done.
Yeah, I've loved my experience going to Alpine Home Medical. They're friendly. They get things done. They work through your insurance, through your doctor, and they get you out being able to live life. I have a CPAP machine that I've had with them for years, and they're great to work with me and really create an experience where I'm not limited. You know, I can enjoy life, but I can also take care of my medical needs, and they can do that for you. If you have struggles, challenges, or whatever, they're going to find the right products to help you kind of climb your own mountain to health and wellness.
CPAP resupply program, the portable oxygen, comfortable lift chairs, bathroom safety needs, so much more. AlpineHomeMedical.com. They've got 10 locations in Utah and Southern Idaho, and a brand new location coming soon. Visit them at alpinehomemedical.com.
KSL News Time 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Last year, Utah reached record lows for the Great Salt Lake. This winter, we've just reached record highs for snowfall. So, will this balance us out? Well, not quite yet, but it is a big step in the right direction. On KSL News Radio's Hugh Ricard Bell.
Second, homeowners on steep mountain slopes are going to have to be ready for potential mudslides this spring. Third, traffic and weather together with Ricky Meese.
An easy drive on all the valley freeways. Little Cottonwood Canyon is closed at this time. Big Cottonwood Canyon is open to travel. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful first half of the day, then clouds thicken. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 70 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The FBI says it has evidence China's expanded its espionage and security activity in the U.S. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace.
The defendant's actions under the direction of the Chinese government are flagrant violations of American sovereignty.
One case involves what the FBI says is an illegal People's Republic of China police station near New York's Chinatown. Democrats on Capitol Hill are worried that the U.S. is getting dangerously close to defaulting on its loan obligations unless the debt ceiling is raised soon. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
One thing is clear from this morning's theater at the New York Stock Exchange. Democrats want to avoid defaulting on our country's debts. Meanwhile, Speaker McCarthy continues to bumble our country towards a catastrophic default.
McCarthy says Republicans will agree to raising the debt ceiling as soon as Democrats agree to cut spending. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Just hours left to file your taxes, and last-minute filers are scrambling. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is the CEO of the Utah Association of Public Accountants, Susan Spears. Susan, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Maria. Always a pleasure to join.
So tell us what's different about taxes this year. For those people who are just struggling right now trying to get to the bottom of their taxes out, what do they need to be on the lookout for?
Well, a couple things. So tax day is tomorrow, April 18th, different from the 15th, with Emancipation Day being, you know, federal holiday in B.C. So keep that in mind. So you have an extra day, but the taxes, if you owe taxes, regardless of whether you file your tax return, the payment is due.
Okay, so if someone hasn't filed yet, what is your best advice?
Couple things. File an extension. You know, you want to file an extension, extend that to October 15th this year. With that extension, if you think you owe taxes or if you know you owe taxes, pay in as much as you can. Because what happens is penalties and interest start accruing on any outstanding tax liability. So we want to lower that amount. If you can't afford to pay your taxes, you can hop online onto irs.gov/payment plan, and you can apply for an installment agreement.
Okay, so the downside of filing an extension is you need to pay the taxes now if you owe them. What are the benefits of an extension?
Well, the benefits, especially if you've got complicated taxes or you've had circumstances that you just haven't been able to get to them, it gives you more time to file an accurate return. We know that there are taxpayers out there that are still waiting for information so that they can file their tax return. They haven't received everything that they need. So to be able to extend the return, get that information, file a more accurate return, it's huge.
Yeah. Any other downsides other than you need to make sure and pay the taxes if you owe them or you'll be penalized?
Well, there's that. That's a huge downside. I mean, interest accrues daily. People think it's just like quarterly or monthly or annually. Interest accrues daily on that unpaid balance. So huge downside. Plus just the pressure of knowing that you haven't filed your taxes yet. It just kind of weighs on you. So you need to get it done. People often think, well, I can't pay my taxes, so I'm not going to file them. And it just creates a bigger headache. You know, there are tools out there if you can't pay. Let's get an installment agreement applied for. If you are really struggling and you really, really, really can't pay, you can do what's called an offer and compromise where you can settle on your tax liability for less. So the IRS has some tools out there. Your tax preparers, your CPAs, we can certainly help you through that.
All right. Just one final thing. What do you think about the IRS's new push to create a free filing system?
I struggle with it, honestly. I think that you need a system of checks and balances. I think that the tax consumer, or the, you know, us as taxpayers, I think a lot of people are going to come back and say, well, wait a minute. They're going to assess my taxes and they're going to do my taxes. They're going to want to charge me the most they can. From a preparer standpoint, our job is to prepare a tax return charging you the least amount of tax liability per the tax provisions, the tax rules and regs that we have. So I think that there's an imbalance there.
All right.
I was kind of reading through the link and it's like, I don't know. Plus, the IRS just isn't structured yet. They don't have the bandwidth. They don't have the human capital to do what they need to be doing right now. So there are a few struggles there.
All right. Susan, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.